Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Life is full of everything. We have joy, we have challenges, we have everything going on right in front of us. And it's history also. We are aware of everything that has gone on in the past, the blessings and the troubles, and how much has gone on is just a lot. People have accomplished very much. Look at the great and the famous people who have done wonderful things, and they have also had shortcomings in life. And they have had faith in Jesus Christ. And we give thanks to the people who have been strong Christians and who have been promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, right now, Jesus Christ can enable us to have victory in Jesus, and we give thanks and pray in his name, amen. I do know how much each of us has to have strength to get through all the amazing parts of life. Some are fun and delightful, and some of them are just They take strength and fortitude to get through. So we will do that through prayer and thanks to Jesus Christ. Amen. Many families have their children develop, well, all sorts of things. And sometimes they learn things from the school or from public school or from neighbors that really we would rather they did not learn. And yet all these things make for the character of people all around us. Character continues through life, and we want to impress our children to have a good and godly character with strong spiritual love of Jesus Christ. Many Christ fellows, the Christ followers all around us in the world and locally have an amazing testimony to give each one of us. They are witnesses, and we are a part of the body of Christ. And so we might listen to what they have to say, and we might be concerned or even critical thinking about what they have to say, because everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a relation with the spiritual. And we hope that means a wonderful relation with Jesus Christ. Now, we have had lots of prayer in life because we know Jesus. And that is something that every one of us seems to have some kind of a spiritual life, and whether it's with Jesus or with a different spirit. And we pray that it is with Jesus Christ. Now, I remember I was on a mission trip once. Oh, that was in Bangkok, Thailand. And we stopped to pray about God, Jesus, guiding us through that day. And we did. And we had guidance about how to proceed. It was an amazing thing when an American walked by and heard us praying in English. And it turned out that he was the perfect person for us to meet up with in Bangkok, Thailand. And it's just a matter of what happens when you pray and ask God to guide and direct your life. Now, all sorts of things happen, and there are stories everywhere for people who have asked for guidance from Jesus Christ. Everything seems to happen, seemingly from wonderful, amazing stories about the truth of what happened to something which was actually a difficulty, a hard time, and something happened. But I want you to know that with my experience and as I have read the testimony of other people, there are so many wonderful blessings that have come from prayer and fasting, and we have the opportunity to watch what happens when it is in the will of Jesus Christ. There have been many people, many missionaries, who have had amazing stories to tell. Why, they have even written books about their experience, about how amazing God is through Jesus Christ, and how their prayer and fasting made a difference in what they were doing. So that's something we can always remember when we are going through life or going through a mission field, that Jesus Christ hears our prayers and will answer us according to His will and His purpose. And we praise our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen. For many centuries, there have been martyrs and missionaries. They are written about in books. They are written about in the Bible. And we can see that God, Jesus, He answers prayer. And we are so thankful that our God is living and helps us as things go on. Even sometimes there are big things that happen, and sometimes just a little bit of something. Oh, speaking of a little thing, we can always make a little prayer as quick and simple as, Lord, help me. And that is something which, yeah, I've done that before too. Sometimes there have been a long prayer with concern about what is going on around. So we have different things, and God does answer prayers. We thank Jesus Christ for hearing us, and we sometimes will do things on our own strength according to our own understanding. Sometimes it just turns out so wonderful, and sometimes we really need to have God help us through Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit. Yes and amen. Well, that kind of reminds me of a story of King Baldwin, who was 16 years old when he became king, and that was in Jerusalem in the year 1177. He was from an Armenian heritage, and his father was the king of Jerusalem until he died. The father died, and the son, Baldwin, became king at the age of 16. But it was an interesting thing because he had very bad health. In fact, he was a leper. He had leprosy, and it was attacking his body from his fingers to his face, and he was in great pain and really had great big limitations on what he could even do. Could he walk? Yeah, kind of. Could he ride a horse? Well, if he was lifted up onto the horse, he kind of could. So he was just a man in great pain, and yet he wanted to be faithful to his Lord Jesus Christ. And so there was the year 1177, and the Sultan, the commander, Saladin, he wanted to conquer Jerusalem for his Muslim faith. And to do this, he had gathered 26,000 troops. And he was ready to take Jerusalem back from the Crusaders. But there, that 16-year-old King Baldwin was in opposition to him. And King Baldwin, that 16-year-old boy with leprosy, he stood strong. Well, like I said, he could barely stand. He could barely ride a horse. He was just one weak man, all broken down by leprosy. So, It was an amazing thing to see King Baldwin, who had not so many troops with him. In fact, there were 800 knights. No, that was 800 Templars. 80 Templars and 500 knights. And 3,000 infantrymen. So there, let's just say 4,000 men. And his opposition, who was Saladin, he had, basically 26,000 men. And it happened that they were all scattered, gathering food from the surrounding areas. From the farms, they were taking what they needed to eat. Well, anyways, Saladin's army was all scattered, gathering food, taking food from the farmers and the people. And right at that point, King Baldwin, he could sort of ride a horse. Well, he was lifted up onto it so he could ride. And he went right to the camp of Saladin. Saladin, who had never been defeated. And then there was this young teenage king with leprosy, ready to face Saladin, which he did. He went with his small army, and because he charged right into Saladin's camp, he actually made this other army flee. Saladin's army ran and fled. Just that few number of soldiers up against Saladin's thousands. Well, that was in that year, 1170, and it was an amazing victory, not because of the strength of a person, certainly not. No, it was because of Jesus Christ, and Jesus gave the victory to King Baldwin. So that's one of the things that goes on in history, and it goes on today if we listen to the testimony of people who are working on behalf of Jesus in this world. Some of them are missionaries. Some of them are doing something that they can understand is for the kingdom of God. That goes on, and we can read about the stories and be amazed at what God does through a willing person, somebody who is willing to do the work of Jesus Christ on earth. An amazing battle, an amazing victory, an amazing situation. They do happen all the time, but we don't hear about them, well, unless we read the history books. They are all through history. They're the great battles that have happened. And somehow we don't learn about them, but they have happened back to the ancient days, and even with George Washington and what he has done and how God blessed his efforts to form a country that was God-oriented, obedient to God, as best we understand it. So we have all these things going on, and we have the stories that are told, but we might not be familiar with them because who will tell us? The media really won't tell us. The news stories, the television stories, really hardly tell us. There are some Christian outreaches, like Angel movies. They do some of the stories. But we just don't seem to hear about the amazing works that the people who are following Jesus Christ have done. God has done amazing, wonderful miracles. And there we go. We just don't hear about it. But the people who are submitted to God, like King Baldwin, he was in great, huge pain. And still, he did the battle against Saladin's army. And the Holy Spirit of God blessed him throughout this battle. And I do believe we who are alive today are going to see other great battles right in front of us, because we are at the end of days. And the book of Revelation tells us the kind of things that are coming to this earth. And there will be battles, and there will be challenges, and there will be everything all around us, from the glory of God to the death of all sorts of people. That Revelation chapter 9 talks about 1/3 of the population of earth dying. We have a battle that is going to happen, and it's true enough that we don't know. We really don't know what will happen, how it will unfold. But the Bible does tell us in Matthew, Mark, and Luke about what is coming. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, which is plagues, and famine, which of course is not enough food, and earthquakes. All these things are told to us that they are coming. And so how will we get through such a time? How will we stay strong in the midst of all these events going on around us? Well, I think prayer and fasting will help a great deal. Prayer and fasting is always a good thing for every Christ follower. There will be events that are so remarkable that we simply will be amazed at what goes on around us. We might not have an easy life. We might have a battle right in front of us. Many people believe that in these coming days, we will have battles. We will be fighting for the cause of Christ, and we will be attacked by the evil all around us. It might not be fun, it might not be easy, but it is the battle that we will choose to be a part of, because we are Christ followers, and we love Jesus Christ, and we love the righteousness and goodness of God through Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. There may be hard times. The Bible certainly talks about hard times in the past. There are many ways that times have been hard, and we get to understand what they have been, and then we get to understand how we can reduce the difficulties by being prepared. There's Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. They all talk about a similar set of events happenings. Let's just say war, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes. And it's a kind of interesting thing. When you look at all the things going on today, there are hundreds and thousands of earthquakes. Now, they're small ones. Some of them are under four on the Richter scale. Hundreds of them. And they might be up to sixes on the Richter scale. And sixes would be just about what we could feel if we were paying attention. So they're all very, very small, but it shows that there is a shaking going on around us and under us. And we can only guess if this is a sign that things are going to shake under us in the near future. Many people believe that it is, whether they're scientists or Christian people. There have been people who talk about this, and we are not really sure how to evaluate the whole question. But I think that it is only wise and reasonable to get prepared for the just in case we have natural disasters around us. It sure looks like it. And then if you listen to the people, oh, you can listen to the scientists, or you can listen to the prophetic people, the people who have a message from God, they say. Do we believe them? Why should we believe anything? Why should we believe the Bible? Well, because it has shown itself to be true in the past, and that's why we believe it. We don't have the same history or timeline with the modern prophets who say there will be certain kind of events coming. But do we check them out to see if there is a history of accuracy? Often we don't. We seem to either believe that the modern prophets are true, or we believe that there are too many questions to believe a modern prophet. I'm a little bit both ways. I'm a little bit of believing when there is a consistent theme between multiple people who have talked in prophetic terms about what is coming, especially when it aligns with the Bible. So I listen to these people, even though I'm not sure that I can completely believe everything they say. But when there is a consistent message that several of the prophetic people have in mind or speak about, I am more inclined to believe it. And that makes me want to get a little prepared for things that appear to be coming our way in these last days. It has every appearance of being the end of days and the last days, for which we want to encourage people to know Jesus Christ and to follow Jesus Christ right into heaven and not leave Jesus, which is the path to hell. Well, we can read in the Bible to get more understanding, but I'm not sure what to say about the whole question, except Jesus is our salvation. He is our Savior, and we want to follow Him. Now, if we want to follow somebody else or not believe Jesus, then there will be an effect from it. And so I do a lot of prayer for people, and people I know, people I don't know, my family, just all sorts of people I pray for. I pray for Jesus to strengthen the pastors or radio, all sorts of people. Well, perhaps we don't know the whole truth, but the truth will come about according to Jesus Christ. God is working in the people and the events around us. And so we still wonder what is going to happen, because we get the general idea, because we're told about that in the Bible, but we don't know the specifics. Well, we do know some of the specifics, but we don't know the timing of when it will happen. So, I urge you to pray and fast and look at all the things that are going on around us so that we can get a really good idea about what to do and how to make Jesus the Lord of our life. Are you ready and willing to make Jesus Christ your Lord? Well, when I think of people in history that have had those wonderful events happen, now I just spoke about King Baldwin. How could something like that happen? Oh, let's just say a few thousand men would chase 26,000 men. It just doesn't make sense from a human point of view. But when you can consider the spiritual element and how God is supreme in all ways, and Jesus can make anything happen that is suitable to his holy will, we just say, yes, Lord, and thank you, and how can I follow you, Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we want to do what Jesus wants to do and not follow our own will and desires. Sometimes this takes a little bit of training for us to learn how to follow Jesus and not follow our own momentary desires. Well, prayer is a good thing for you to do to make sure that this is the right thing for you to do, and to ask Jesus yourself to guide and direct you. How will you make Jesus the King of your life? How will you put him in charge? Well, it starts with words. It starts with a prayer. And we do that, and then we want to, for each one of us, to see the kingdom of God. And there is a way to understand this, and perhaps it is different for different people, I'm not sure. But when I read the Bible, for instance, John 3:3, it says that a man must be born again for him to see the kingdom of God. So that's a good start to things. Are you born again? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Are you working? Maybe I should use a different word. Are you considering how to be obedient to God through Jesus Christ? Are you a public believer who declares yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, we all have things to say. We all have things to do, and our actions show that we are, in fact, believers. And I think that is what we do to show that we are following Jesus Christ, that we follow the instructions that are in the Bible. That is what we do to show that we belong to Jesus Christ. It is how we demonstrate that we believe, by doing something that is obedient to Jesus, and he tells us what to do. We can look at the Ten Commandments, that's good, and we can look at the two great commandments, to love God and love your neighbor. And there are different ways that we can be obedient to God, and I don't know what to tell you to do, except please pray about it, consider all the things for you to do, and then do something to show that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. There's been many people over the years that have wanted to obey Jesus, and did they or did they not? I don't know the answer to that. I know that there are people who have professed belief, and some of them believed enough to obey, and some of them did not. Some of them believed even to the point of death and would die for their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are many stories in literature that talk about following Jesus Christ. This is something we all want to do so that we can follow truth, follow love. And by the way, that also gets us to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in that heavenly place. And we certainly do want to go to heaven and not hell. So we learn about these things. I think about Matthew chapter 7, where there is a narrow path to what is understood to be heaven, and a wide highway that goes to hell. So how do we choose that narrow path? Well, we seek it out with our understanding, and then we seek it out with our obedience by doing what God, through Jesus Christ, tells us to do. It's written in the Bible. Have you read enough of the Bible to know what you are going to do in your understanding to be faithful to Jesus Christ? It's a good idea to look at that soon and well before you pass into the next life. We all die sooner than we think. Oh, that reminds me of that video, Died Suddenly. Oh, so many people are dying all around the world. Yes, in this country. Yes, in Europe. Yes, in China. Dying in great numbers. And it might have something to do with the COVID vaccination. It might have something to do with the timing on Earth. And I don't mean I know, but I do think about other parts of the Bible that tells me there are many people who are going to die. I think of Revelation chapter 9, verse 15, where one-third of the population of Earth dies. And it's something that, do we really think about that? Does one-third of the population really die? Yeah, because it's written in the Bible, and the Bible is completely true. So what are we going to do to protect ourselves? I think of it as doing the will of God here on earth. So what is the will of God? Read the Bible and seek the answer to that one. I think it has to do with telling others about the good news of the gospel, that we can have eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. And then we want to obey him. And the Bible is full of understanding, which tells us how to obey our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Plenty of people have questions. Plenty of people have answers. But I think it's best for you to look for your own self and not rely on a conversation or even a pastor or a priest to understand. Because aren't you better off knowing from Jesus Christ what to do than you would be from listening to a man? Because men seem to get things a little mixed up sometime. And yeah, we don't want to, but we still say things just a little bit off sometime. So I urge everyone to actually read the Bible for yourself. Ask God to show you what it is for you to understand and then to do. And do that before you pass into the next life. Now, how many people do we know who have been passing into the next life? There are a lot of people. I have certainly known quite a few in the last couple of years. A lot of people have passed into the next life. And so it shows you that it could happen to anybody. We could be next. Yeah, and I almost was with my car accident. But the point of this is that we want to be ready to meet Jesus in eternity, have a eternal home in heaven and not in hell. But how do we do that? Is that really what you want? Are you willing to do a little study to understand what it is that you must do to belong to Jesus Christ? It's something we all have to search out for ourselves. And be sure that you know the gospel. Be sure that you have understood it through prayer, even through fasting, and of course, through reading God's word. That wonderful book, the Bible. Well, have the awareness of all the things that are going on. Well, awareness is good for, yes, to live godly, but also the awareness so that you do not get into trouble here on earth. Because there's so much goodness and there's so much evil going on here on earth with people who want to take advantage of you and even take whatever you have, whatever it is. They will take what you have, your belongings, your faith,
your life? Well, there has been a great big thing about organ harvesting lately. Well, in the last few years, that has been going on too. There have been piles of identification cards that have been found in China, because every citizen has to have an identification card. And it so happens that the people are usually young. Usually they are teenagers. And it seems like they are having their organs harvested. So terrible. But that is what seems to be happening. And so we know that humans are capable of doing terrible things. And we want to preserve ourselves so that we can have God's love around us as we tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope of salvation. And that's something that we want to do as we live through life. Life is wonderful. Oh, and life is difficult too. And it's just a part of what we deal with as we go through this process, the situation of life. Where there are politicians and pastors and everybody else who wants to tell us what to do and how to do it. Why, there are things taking place where it is leading to the mark of the beast system. And this is a part of what the laws are getting ready for. If you want to have what you need to live, you may have to take that mark of the beast sometime soon. This is something that we can see it all leading up to, but we don't know the timing of it. And probably it will happen sooner than we actually expect. That is a way that things seem to happen. Things happen sooner than we expect, whether it is our life, our death, our surprises, something happening in life. It just seems to be the way it works. And then we want to be a part of the Christian community so that we can share encouragement with other people. We want to be a part of the people around us so that we can share the good news of the gospel with the people around us. I think that's probably what we are here to do. So are we willing to do that and be of use to God, Jesus Christ, so that he can say, oh, we want this man and woman to survive, to live through the trouble, so they can encourage more people to Jesus Christ. So let us be faithful and do what we understand we are to do according to the Bible, according to Scripture. There are many things that are going on. There's a system that is getting ready to be put into place. It is partly a system of the beast and partly a system of central bank digital currency. It's all going on, and somehow we have to figure out how to avoid it, because our Bible tells us if we become a part of the beast system, which will allow us to buy or sell, we will be going to hell. And therefore, how do we avoid hell? Well, we have to think about this and make a plan. Otherwise, I don't know how we would get through such a difficult time. Because the system of the beast is getting set up these very days. We can see it happening around us, and we want to have stability, and we want to have what we want as we have the system setting up our infrastructure and setting up the supply of food and the things that we want. And therefore, when we are a part of that beast system, we will be provided for. Well, we don't know if it means provided for well or just barely getting by, But that seems to be the pattern of how things go. And people everywhere are seeing the conflicts that are going on between God's system and the earth system, the system of government. There are people who tell us about this. There are the prophetic people. There are the people who are just plain secular. And they can see what is coming. It is a new system. And somehow we want to not be a part of that earthly system that is going to bring us into the system of the beast so that we must conform to it. And therefore, we would need it to eat, apparently. Well, maybe we have some other way to get food and live. I think that God will be blessing a lot of people and having miracles just like he did with the Exodus, where he provided manna for people, for his Hebrew people. Well, there's a lot going on in America, and we have a system that is developing, and we want to be sure that we are a part of God's system and not a part of man's system. As people are so busy struggling to survive, and we have to understand our position in what is going on around us and be a part of God's system, not man's system. When I think of the early American system, which created a way for freedom and independence, we still have people who believe that is a part of our country. And I do think it is, especially as you see so many people who were foreign-born coming into the United States, and they have a different idea of what is acceptable. The United Nations has a different idea of what is acceptable. And there are so many people who want to control the money, the economy, or their own little area or big area. Call it government or call it the United Nations. There is an effort to control people by controlling the medical area and the environmental area, and the United Nations is a part of this control system. And now, what? Oh, this was November. November 20th, 2025, BlackRock and the United Nations signed an agreement to form a digital system that would control the interaction of raw materials. It's something which is going on, and so few people seem to be aware of how we are being put into a system where if we don't agree with it, we will not get the things that we want. And that's a part of the choice that we make to belong to God through Jesus Christ and not belong to the world. Belonging to the beast system of the world will guarantee our eternity in hell. So we have to figure out how are we going to escape the beast system, especially when there's so many rich and powerful people in the world who want you to become a part of the beast system so that they can require things of you, from control to your payment of taxes and regulations, so that you will be supporting the system that they are ready to put into place. That is the beast system waiting to happen. And it is all being set up so that you will be forced into it. It is the satanic system. So it's going to take us a little bit of thinking, a little bit of planning, to know how we are going to escape the beast system and still live long enough to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people around us, and to encourage the people who are faithful, the people who are Christ followers. And to do that, as big business and big government wants to control us. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. But whoever said it would be easy? Or maybe it will be easy for a few people, but it sure looks challenging to me. And the thing is we do not want to be a part of that beast system. Otherwise, the Bible says we are going to hell, and I want to go to heaven with Jesus Christ and not that hell place. So maybe we have to think about how we're going to get by and do this so that we are not a part of the beast system. Isn't that what we all want? Yes, but the system is set so that we will fall right into a system giving us, you could call it, what we need to live. And that's something that's going on right now, and it's something that people are talking about who are the prophetic kind of people. Do you believe them? Do you know it is true or not true? Well, I surely encourage you to pray and fast to find an answer, because that is going on right now, and we have to know how we are going to resist the system that wants to impose its will upon all of us, everyone in the world. That's whether you're of any faith or not. So here we have a system that is telling us all sorts of things. It's telling us that you can have what you want. You can have the richest that you want. You can be a boy or a girl. You can be something you imagine. You can live forever. All these things are the kind of things that the system is telling you you can do. Just believe and be part of the system, and these things will be provided for you. Well, it's kind of an interesting thing, because we all want what we want, but we certainly cannot have what we want when it violates God's plan and purpose for us and mankind. I think of the Bible verses, some of them. Well, I'm thinking of Isaiah right now. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 4 and 12, that talk about the breakdown of God's order. What happens when people rebel against God's order? Well, then the Bible tells us that there will be a deterioration. There will be a chaos coming. And this is an example of what happens when we support ungodliness, or if we support the wisdom and spiritual maturity of elders and the Bible. That's something. When we learn that the Bible is true and we seek to obey it and follow God's instruction with and through Jesus Christ, we can pray and fast to understand how to do this. And I'm sure there will be cases where we need to pray and fast to understand God's will and how to follow the Bible. The Bible tells about the troubles and the rewards of how we live. And we can use these as an example to understand how very much we want to follow God's will. We are so thankful for God providing a set of morality and His love for us to follow and become a part of as we seek to do good things here on earth. We learn the difference between good and bad, God's will and an evil will, and so we stand up and we support morality and God's love. It's an example of life, how we live, how we love, how we get power and money. it is all a matter of avoiding sin and seeking the will of God and then doing the will of God. We always have a struggle with our thoughts, with our actions, and we want to make sure that what we are doing is good and godly. It's a part of how we show that we belong to God. It is wonderful and it is amazing, and we can get the examples that we would like to understand out of the Bible. It can be Old Testament and it can be New Testament. The examples are all through the Bible. It's amazing how the themes show themselves to be true from the Old Testament to the New Testament. The themes are uniform, and we can learn how we are to live and what we are to do based on the Bible stories and the plain old commands that are right there in the Bible. It's a wonderful book. Everyone ought to read it and study it. Read it over and over again so that we understand what it is, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, I've found that the New Testament repeats the themes that are in the Old Testament, but sometimes the stories, the examples of people living in the ancient days are the best example of how we can understand that we are going to do God's will. And those are often enough in the Old Testament. So do read the entire Bible. Read the Old and the New Testament. Pray and ask God to show you His truth for us to follow. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. There is much going on in the movements around us. Now, there are movements that will tell you to do whatever you want to do, which is a satanic way of looking at things. I forgot who said it right now. But somebody said that to do your own will is the will of the satanic Bible. Do what you want to do. And on the other side of that is to do the will of God through Jesus Christ, which is God's will and the will of Jesus Christ. So are you going to follow a path to heaven or a path to hell? We all make a decision according to how we live. And we want to be able to fit into God's plan and God's heavenly place, which is heaven. Heaven, it might be heaven on earth. It might be heaven throughout eternity. But the thing is we want to be with Jesus and not following our own will. Isn't that the truth? Yes, it is the truth. And so as we go through the things that are coming in these very days, which is wars, rumors of wars, there is earthquakes and pestilence and famine. These are things that are going on. Now, yes, they've always happened throughout the entirety of mankind on earth. We've seen that. We have seen the writings. Oh, in 536, there was a huge volcano which caused the global temperature to fall like 20 degrees, and then the crops would not mature, and people starved from that 536 event of the volcano. And there was another volcano in the year 1257. And again, the crops all died because it was not warm enough. And then in the 1800s, like 1815, there was Krakatoa. And in 1883, there was Mount Tambora. These were things that affected the Earth's temperature also. that affected the crops, and the crops did not mature. And so there was a shortage, and there was a famine. And we know if they happened once, they could happen again. So it is good to have some preparation for the just in case, because we know that people who prepare have an easier time of surviving than people who do not prepare. It's what we do because we know history, Bible history and secular history. It is a repeating theme, and we don't want us or our family or the people around us to suffer. And so we look at what we can do to preserve life. And that has to do with being prepared. So let us get ready to serve and obey Jesus Christ for today, for tomorrow, and for eternity. And meanwhile, we have the things going on, and we can pray about them and ask for loving guidance. I do invite everyone to look at any past broadcasts of Christ Today by going to www.christtoday.org. I also encourage anyone who is willing and able to send a donation to me to keep this broadcast on the air. To send it, please, to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And also, we want to pray for the missionaries in the world and the missionaries to America also. God bless you, and thank you for today.